Jeff Blankman joined here today by Eric Nagel, of course, the head wrestling coach with the Carroll Tigers, as we take a look at this upcoming 2020-2021 season. Eric, always fun to get a chance to catch up with you. I enjoy this. Looking forward to those Saturday morning conversations.
At least one of us is. Yeah, they get a little earlier every year.
Yeah, they do. Absolutely.
According to Jeff Honnold, I'm not up, so yeah. Then we got to go from there. You know.
Well, you just got to get those naps on the bus after the interview, you know, on your way to the tournaments this season. You guys are going to get underway this week with the things as we're talking here on a Tuesday morning, Coach. Excited to get the season kind of fully underway with some matches coming up?
Yeah, we're excited to get the season started. Kids are, any way that we can get to somewhat of a norm in this unusual time, you know, it's just getting back into things. And, you know, we had the opportunity to wrestle last year, so those guys are pretty excited to get back in the routine of things and swing of things and get back into the, you know, like I said, a little bit of a norm.
What's the numbers look like for you guys?
Right now we have like 24 guys out, which is pretty average for us, 24, 25 guys out, you know, so we're sitting right in the realm of average numbers. Some kids came out, some younger classmen came out that we kind of didn't expect. We didn't. Our senior class is pretty big. Junior class, we didn't get many out, and sophomore class is still kind of the same. So, you know, we had some returners, then we had some kids that didn't come back because, you know, they're doing homeschool and didn't want to, you know, don't want to take the chances of getting infected or anything like that. So, you know, they stayed out and made the decision not to wrestle. So, can't blame them for that.
Coach, with that many kids able to get all the weight classes filled and having some depth in that as well?
Well, we're going to have some opens in there. Okay. I mean, we're pretty close. I mean, like I said, we got some kids right now that are kind of hurt and need to get, you know, okayed, cleared from the doctors and things like that, and some eligibility issues that we got to take care of and things like that. But we're going to try to fill out. I mean, probably two open weights, maybe three max, but, you know, we're going to fill out some. And then some of the weight classes are going to have some real good depth in there, and some guys that, you know, some really good guys that kind of got to decide where they're going to go and weight-wise and where it's going to pan out to be.
Coach, with that then, are most of the kids at least relatively close to the weight right now of where you're going to want them this season?
Yeah, this is the first time this in my how many years of coaching that I've been doing this that everybody weighed out exactly where they were supposed to, and we don't have a lot of descent to make. So it was kind of nice, you know. That short football season kind of helped out a little bit, and, you know, that time in between there where guys could kind of manage their weight a little bit and get things situated, then we walked right in and, you know, they're right at weight. So this is the first year where I don't have too many guys. I mean, later on we might have some guys dropping maybe one weight class max or something like that, but nothing big.
For you guys with that then, I know that's been an issue for you guys in the past. Has that allowed you to kind of have more of a focus on what you guys want to work on early rather than just trying to get kids to the weight classes you need them at?
Yeah. With this group of kids, and this group of kids have been around for a while, you know, like we said, once Taylor got back and moved back into town and we started implementing some of the things that he was doing and addressing some of the issues that we were, you know, maybe falling behind in a little bit, this group of kids have been with us for 4 years now, 3 to 4 years, and so it's starting to become habit for them. So that makes practices go a lot faster and a lot smoother. You know, you don't have to spend so much time fixing things, and they know the routine. They know what we're expecting. They know what the technique is, and, you know, just got to fine-tune it here and there just because we haven't wrestled for a while. But, you know, we can move a lot quicker through things, which I feel bad for some of the guys that are just coming out, you know, but we spend time with them. We have enough coaches where we can separate and they can get together and work on some things while we just kind of gravitate towards where we need to be. And it's really tough right now because we haven't really wrestled anybody besides ourselves, so you really don't know where you need to work on kind of improving and those types of things. And, you know, it's going to be kind of more – this year I think it's going to be more of an individual basis towards like the end of the season when we're always talking about districts, you know, fine-tuning where you need to be. So guys can really focus on where their strengths are and maybe where their weaknesses are versus as a team the strengths and weaknesses that we have. I'm sure we'll have some of those issues too, but hopefully not as many.
Coach, you mentioned weaknesses there. I was just going to ask, I know a lot of coaches have said COVID kind of their biggest concern coming in. What's your biggest concern along with probably, I'm sure, any chances of COVID issues this year?
That's about it. I mean, you always got concerns with people getting hurt and having young guys in there and just the grind of the season coming from middle school. You know, COVID's a real worry for us, but, you know, it's that invisible machine. You really can't beat it, so you can't you really got to be smart about things. But I think one of our things is just going to be having guys prepared all the time. You know, we have a lot of freshmen in the lineup, and that transfer from junior high to high school, and you know, maybe I was a pretty decent junior high wrestler and a good AAU wrestler, and then I get to high school and everybody's good. You know, you're not wrestling kids that are your same age anymore. You're going to have a senior that's at 106 versus a freshman at 106, and you know, that's just different strength and different techniques and things like that. So I think our biggest thing is just keeping their head straight and not focusing on the results of everything, but more of that, you know, are we improving? Are we getting better? You know, because this is a year with COVID going on that the end of the season is going to be the most important part of it, because there's a lot of things that are going to be out of your control, you know. So you've got to be smart, and you got to just prepare yourself and try to improve all the time and get better, and that's really what we're going to focus on. The other one we can't control. We can only do so much, and it is what it is, but, you know, we can't control those factors.
Coach, I know you always want your program and the kids to be very aggressive. You talk about it every year, an exciting brand of wrestling. Yep. I think you've got a group of kids that are going to allow you to have that this year.
Oh, yeah, these guys are going to be fun. They're exciting, like I said. We've been waiting for a while for this group of kids to come through, and, you know, is there a lot of expectations on them? Heck, yeah, there is, you know, because everybody's been waiting for this group, and this is a group that everybody's been waiting to come together, and it's kind of been building to this point, and now we have to show it, and they're fun to be around. These kids are great. They go to work. They grind it out. They're fun to be around. I mean, I don't think I've had to yell at anybody for doing anything stupid yet, so that's always positive, you know. So we can focus on the wrestling and get after it. And like I said, they're a fun group of kids and a fun group of parents to be around, and they're wrestling smart. So that takes care of itself. Now we just have to go out and, like you said, entertain and put – it's going to be hard now, because now you're not putting butts in the seats anymore. Now you only get two, so – you know, we're going to go out and put an exciting match on and wrestle, and hopefully it's live stream and people can see it and we can go from there and, you know, make parents happy and proud and make our school and community proud and go out and have some fun. You know, like I said, this is the time for us to – we can't control a lot of things, but we still can wrestle. So we're going to take advantage of every opportunity that we have to wrestle.
Coach, as I look through your lineup, I see so many names of kids that are coming back and so many guys that have the potential to be really, really, really good this year. As you look through your lineup, kind of take us through who's battling for each of the weight classes and who's maybe fighting for some of those spots.
Well, like we said, today we have a wrestle-off at 106. So we have Cale Nelson, who's a freshman, and Draylen Schweitzer, who wrestled for us last year. You know, so there's right away off the bat. And then 13, we'll have Cole Miller, and then probably the loser of 106 will want to wrestle, you know, 113. 120, we're going to be open for a while until we can get Chase Burnett back. He's got a broken collarbone right now that he suffered in football, so we're just hoping he can heal a little bit faster. He needs to drink a little more milk, and we'll be all right there. 126, you got Jackson Kuhlman returning. So, you know, state qualifier, senior, so that's always a good help there. Then 32 and 38, we kind of have just a mixture of a lot of things. You got Carter Drake, you know, who's got a lot of talent and a heck of a wrestler. And then you got two freshmen that are coming in, Cooper Ludwig and Chase Regal, right in that. You know, Cooper Ludwig's, you know, runner-up AAU last year, national champion last year. I mean, the kid can wrestle. And Chase Regal's in there as well, you know, at 32 and 38, where, you know, Chase is a strong kid, funky kid, fun kid to watch, you know, so he's a freshman. So we're going to have a battle with three right in there. So that always helps us. Then 45, it all depends, you know. You got guys that can move where you want to or where they want to and go from there. But Jared Galagos right now is at 45, making a drop from 60, which just made better sense for him wrestling 45, you know, and getting better control of his diet and being in control versus wrestling 60. And then you got Abe Dirks in there at 52. And then we have a battle at 160 today for Camden Robinson, who's a senior, as well as Justin Reesberg, who's an oncoming freshman. And then 170, we'll return Nate Byrink in there. We'll be open at 82. And then 95's Cade Schabel and Tyson Bordenero at 220. And then big old ox Carter Vanami at 285. So, you know, and then we got some guys that are, like I said, that are hurt, that are trying to find their way in, and we can dabble them here and there. Some freshmen, a lot of freshmen that we can just kind of sprinkle in and out, and some new kids that are just coming out for wrestling for the first time. So It'll be an interesting deal.
And I know you were talking with me before the interview today. You've been loving getting to wrestle with Carter Vanami, right?
No, I do not enjoy wrestling with Carter Vanami. I am old. We were talking that as coaches. This is like the first year where I could officially say I am old now.
Well, Coach, I don't look at you as being old, but let's talk a little bit schedule-wise. You and I were just chatting. I know you guys open up at DCG on Saturday at their tournament. Do you like how the schedule sits for you guys this year? Because it seems like a lot of years either you have a lot of home duels or not many at all.
Well, it's different because, you know, our conference changed a little bit. So we're on North Polk and at North Polk and Gilbert kind of changed the schedule up a little bit. So usually we'd be wrestling on Thursday or Tuesday. We'd be wrestling Winterset and getting a duel in before. So it's kind of switched up a little bit, and the change of schedule is always nice. So we have some single duels, which is different. You know, it's kind of going old school where you just have one single duel, one team, which is I kind of like a little bit because it puts more – I don't know. I don't want to say it's more emphasis, but it puts that more of a battle, you know. It's that – which is bad we can't put people in the crowds, but that's that, you know, that one-on-one match where you can get it. And, you know, it's good. It would have been a good year for that. And then the tournament-wise, I don't know what's going to happen with the tournament-wise. Like the Tiger Knight, we will be going to a dual team format versus an individual tournament, and then we will be splitting it up probably between Kemper and Carroll High. So the duel will be at Kemper, and then the duel will be at Carroll, and we'll just kind of keep them separated so we can control five teams at Carroll, five teams at Kemper, and then just kind of have it that way. Dallas Center Grimes is going to be that way this weekend. They got two gyms, so we'll be on one side with four teams. It'll be four teams and then four teams on the other side, and then Carlisle's got the other group of them because there's usually like 16 teams at Dallas Center Grimes. So then Carlisle's going to take a group and a pool and make it work that way. And then we, you know, we'll cross pool in between our own gym there. So we'll get five matches Saturday where some kids, you know, sometimes go 0-2 and you're done. So it'll be different, you know. And then you got the Herb Ergens tournament that's coming up, you know, in January. And, you know, right now they're having like no fans. So it's going to be interesting in how teams deal with that. And right now Ames is changing their tournament up a little bit, so it's kind of up in the air. I don't know if everybody's just going to go to more dual team formats so you can get more matches and control it that way. I don't know. It's going to be interesting how that happens.
You mentioned the addition of North Polk and Gilbert into the Raccoon River Conference. How does that change up the top teams in the conference? Are they going to jump into that mix, and where are the Tigers kind of fit in this year with all the talent you guys have?
Yeah, that's that mix. We found out with volleyball that the mixture North Polk and Gilbert were pretty good in there, and basketball is going to be the same thing, and wrestling is going to be the same thing too. I mean, we've wrestled North Polk before. We wrestled Gilbert every year, and their coaches always have decent good squads, you know, that can fit in the mix. And you know, sometimes you got good years and sometimes you have average years, and they're going to fit right in the middle, and some guys will be battling for the top. And I mean, this year with the conference, I mean, you got the returning favorites. Bondurant wrestled really well. Winterset was in there well. You know, who's graduated who, and we're a really young team, so it's going to depend on where the mixture kind of falls in there, you know. I'm hoping that we're on the top of the top, one of the top tier teams in there, but you never know how it's going to go. And with COVID, you don't know how many guys are going to be out. We could have four guys out for 2 weeks, you know. You just don't know how it's going to be. And you know, and then you got open weights, and that's going to decide how things are going to go. So it's going to be up in the air. It's going to be one of those years where I think everybody's just going to be happy to wrestle, and they're going to fight for the outcome to try to be the conference champion. But a lot of it's going to be out of our hands. So it's going to be one of those, whoever shows up, and I hate to say it, but whoever's got a little luck on their side, good things will happen.
Well, Coach, I hope you guys get a lot of that luck this season. Always fun to catch up with you. Looking forward to talking to you each week and getting to see you guys and getting to see this team wrestle. I'm excited about it this year. So appreciate you joining us here today. Best of luck this season.
I appreciate it. Thanks for everything you guys do.
You bet. Head Coach Eric Noggle again with the Carroll Tiger Wrestling Program.